This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is John from Maine. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning. How we doing?
How's the snow up there?
Oh, man, it's miserable. Yeah. Miserable. I got a two-hour delay, and honestly, I wish I had gone in at the normal time, but oh well.
Wait, did the delay, like, did the governor of Maine say that there has to be a two-hour delay, or was just your work?
No, you know what? The state government shut down. I work for city government, and they were like, ah, no, let's stay open. But 2 hours later, go figure. I don't know.
What city you work in?
Portland.
In Portland. All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's winter. It snows. I mean, it's like these people were whining yesterday that the governor didn't say that everybody could stay home or whatever. I mean, I don't know when did that suddenly become a thing where like nobody had to work? It was issues.
It was when Deval let everybody go at noon that day. Was it Deval or Martin?
No, it was Deval.
It was Deval. Remember that? It was like a Friday.
He let everybody leave at noon at the exact same time.
Mess.
It was a nightmare.
Go to work. Go to work or you get fired.
Yeah.
That's right. Or I have to take a vacation day.
Right.
Who knows?
I mean, Wiggy's working for free over here.
Yeah, exactly. You don't hear me complaining.
You guys, we've been talking about Brady, the offense. And Wiggy, I'm with you 100%. I don't necessarily think it's in large part on Brady, but I want to know, based on how fresh this new receiver batch is. You know, Sanu's never played in the Pats offense. N'Keal Harry, Jacoby Myers, brand new, right? You have James White and you have Julian Edelman. What's the level of maybe predictability with this offense right now? You don't have a deep threat. You don't have anyone stretching the field. So you basically have defenses basically crowding the line and putting pressure on all these new receivers.
Doubling Edelman.
Yeah, sometimes exactly. Triple teaming
and sometimes triple.
And so, he still gets open.
Yeah.
Thank God for Edelman.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, so, Wiggy, you think it's too predictable then, is it?
No. They're fresh. You know, Jacoby Myers, N'Keal Harry, you already know those two guys probably don't have to worry about them. Dorsett, he's got to find a way to get way open because he can't get any separation. And then Sanu, I mean, he's probably – would be the number three, you know, in a regular offense with them.
But that's what this is what teams are doing. Teams are going, we're going to double Julian. You're going to have to beat us with other guys. You can't do that. We don't think you can do that. And you know what? We're going to do at times. We feel like our D-line can get to the quarterback, or we're going to bring a little pressure, you know, see if we can kind of confuse you a little bit and see if we can get a free runner and get Brady frustrated in that quarterback, in that pocket. And that's what you're having, a combination of guys can't get open and the O-line, especially at the tackle position, before Isaiah Wynn got back. Now it's over at the right side. They're having trouble at blocking for Brady.
And they have no real running game.
Nope. They can't. It's hard to run the ball when you're down, you know, 10-0, 17-0, 13-0, 14-0. You're trying to, you know, be able to still run it because they ran the ball well against Houston early. But then once they get down a little bit, now you got to change up your thought process.
But there's no, certainly not 100-yard. I mean, is there 100-yard anybody? I mean, Sony Michel.
No, I think Sony Michel might have had 85 last week.
Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that teams don't fear Brady as much and they can run up to stop the run?
No, I told you. They said, we'll double Edelman. and we'll put guys in the box. We'll stop the run. Beat us. Can you beat us with Myers, Harry, Dorsett, or Sanu? Can those guys win? Are they good enough to win a game? And that's what they do, and teams don't believe it.
Okay, this is the worst Patriot team I've ever seen. Part two.
Okay, Rex.
Mm-hmm. No, hopefully he's right, because last year they won a Super Bowl.
Worst? Would you say this is the worst Patriots team that you've ever seen?
No, I would
say. What is Rex Ryan talking about?
Well, he's a moron. I would say that their offense, you know, you could argue that he hasn't had an offense like this ever, where the offensive line is struggling and his receiving core is struggling. Usually when you think about 06 with the receiving core and even back to 2013, at least the offensive line, there was a lot of continuity there and you knew what those guys were.
A texter says Brady asked for this. His unwillingness to work with these young players is now biting him in the ass.
Did I miss something? Did Brady not show up to training camp?
You don't think it would have helped if he was there in the spring, Wiggy?
Oh, okay, okay. So I'm sorry. So the 10 days in the spring would have helped. That's what we're now putting on time. No, that's what we're now putting on it. 10 OTAs in the spring is the reason why these guys don't know where to go.
Well, what they did obviously didn't work because they don't know where to go. You spent an hour telling me what's
training camp for?
Okay, so why do they do OTAs? Just to waste time?
No, I mean, OTAs, at the end of the day, most guys after about 3 years in the league are like OTAs.
Well, these guys don't have 3 years with Brady.
Right. The OTAs is for you to learn your playbook.
Is N'Keal Harry a bust pick, or is it just that we don't know? He hasn't had enough.
I'm not going to say he's a bust yet.
It's only three games.
Yeah, I'm not going to say he's a bust yet. I think this year is probably a waste or a wash. I don't think he's going to give you much. Let's see what happens next year when he's there all training camp and he's there for all of the
off-season stuff. And
training camps and the preseason games. And he does have a relationship with Brady, all those practices that he missed.
Yeah. This is Jeff. Jeff from Dartmouth. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, I just got a question. I know like you're bashing Brady and stuff like this. A lot of people want to bash Brady this morning. How much of this should fall on McDaniels for not being able to adjust and not having a great tight end? His scheme relies on a tight end too much, maybe. That's the problem.
Well, I do think that Josh McDaniels escapes a lot of criticism, a lot of accountability.
Well, see, I think at times...
That's where I'm going. I think he needs to own this. If we're going to say he's the next head coach, he's the greatest coach in the world, you know, he's this great offensive coordinator, but now he's not able to adjust. Brady has adjusted with different weapons over the years, but maybe he isn't adjusting his scheme. Mm-hmm. Maybe he needs to run different schemes to get people open.
Well, mm-hmm. I would agree with this. At times, like Brady, there are some things that Josh McDaniels does. Like he runs a jet sweep to Julian Edelman on first down and you lose 3 yards. Or we've seen in the past where it's third and short and he runs tosses. But I don't have a problem with him on fourth and inches throwing the shallow crossing route to Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah.
That's a good call, a good throw. Guy's got to make the play. But he's another one. He's a small part of it. He calls a play. He can't help that when he calls the play and Brady throws it to the tight end wide open in the flat, it hits him in the face mask. He can't control that. Yeah, you might want to, try to figure some things out, but you got to ultimately play the hand that you dealt. And when you look at this offensive line and you look at this this receiving core, he don't have it. And that's why you see a lot of the times the tight ends having to stay in and help and chip for that extra protection.
This is Mike from Chatham. What's going on, Mike?
Wow, that was quick. Good morning, everyone.
What's up? What's happening?
Not much. So I'm going to answer this question for Wiggy, at least the best I can. Wiggy, first of all, I love you. You were my first favorite football player.
Thank you.
You were not the best football player,
right,
but you were my first favorite one.
That's all right, as long as I'm first.
There you go. I agree with you, Wiggy, that there is no real difference between physically Brady now and Brady 5 years ago. Brady was never, his physical abilities were never top notch. I think he'd be the first one to agree with that. However, the difference with him is mentally, not his football IQ, but he is clearly not very happy, whether it's the contract, the wide receivers around. So mentally, he does not have the patience to try to coach up these young kids, and I think he's just sick and tired of it. That is the main difference between Brady now and Brady 5 years ago.
No,
and I would
it's
agree
an
with that
point.
But that all goes back to because of the tools around them.
And he basically started saying that almost at the beginning of the season, if you remember.
Right.
He was alluding to the fact that he didn't necessarily have, I'm paraphrasing, but the time to be working with these guys or the inclination to be teaching these
guys. Well, go back to the offseason, Greg. His house gets put on the market. He has a contract negotiation that doesn't go the way he wants it to, where the only thing he gets from the team is the ability to walk at the end of the season. That's where his mindset has been.
When you look at this, and this is what is frustrating to me, that I don't think he's going to retire. There's, you know, Christian Fourier said that there's no doubt in his mind he 100% won't retire. And there's no doubt in my mind 100% he's not going anywhere else. It's going to come down to next year that they have to do everything in their power to make sure that they can trade for Odell Beckham. A guy that you can get in here, and instantly now Brady goes from being frustrated like he is every single week when we hear him on your show. And granted, he does his best to put on a smiley face, but at the end of the day, he knows there's no Kool-Aid. He knows there's no sugar in his Kool-Aid, and he is frustrated. So until you get Beckham next year, you're going to continue to see sad Brady.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can pull it off.
That means more selfies for you with Beckham, Greg,
yes,
and the puffy jackets.
Yes, all right. And I do like sugar in my Kool-Aid. I would not want.
And you don't want the Kool-Aid without sugar.
No, that's
a waste. Just, you know, flavored water.
He said Kool-Aid, but he's never gotten into a parking dispute in Boston. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I can say Kool-Aid in Stowe.
We got to find out what is trending.
Mudd at Night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reclaim money spent on programs not meeting your expectations. When you present your receipt, you get $100 for a Davio's gift card when starting Awaken 180. See website for details. I'll tell you, Wiggy, McDaniels and Brady, blue stars next year. Jerry Jones is going to open up the wallet for those guys. They're going to have the weapons. Oh, boy. Belichick was asked by OMF. I thought this was a good moment. About the handshake, the Bill O'Brien handshake.
Yes.
Anything going on there? Or Lou pressed him on that.
Yeah, because we overanalyze everything. So we see a handshake and think it was really quick or just cold and saying, oh, maybe that plays into it, what happened this offseason. But that didn't, or?
Not on my end.
Believe that? No bitter feelings from Bill to Bill O'Brien? The Casario stuff's another bizarre thing. It basically, his GM wanted to bolt in the offseason, and they prevented him from leaving, and
right.
You know, that is just weird.
Bill's always been a drive-by handshaker, though. I mean, think about it.
That was a big-time drive-by.
Yeah, that was Billy O'Brien had to find him.
He was chasing him like an ex-girlfriend.
You had to run him down. Maybe Bill Belichick was looking for Romeo. You know, I hadn't seen him in a while, so that's all it was.
Maybe he was.
Patriots getting ready for the Chiefs. It's Chiefs week, 4:25 this Sunday. You know anything about Albert Huggins? They picked him up, Wiggy. D. Lyman, released by the Eagles. Clemson, rookie.
Yeah.
Might help out.
Are these playing well or so?
They are not. He gave up 4 touchdowns this week, and they can't stop the run. You keep believing that?
Well, they stopped the run against the Texans this week.
Yeah, well, struggled with the pass.
Ow.
4 weeks left in the season after Seattle officially wrapped up week 13 with a win over the Vikings last night. Red Sox,
hold on a second. Yeah, yeah. Don't you think you have to give something? I know Tom Brady wouldn't give anything to the flu, but when it comes to the defense, like Jamie Collins, for instance, almost invisible in that game.
He might have been sick.
Don't you think that has to do something with the influenza?
Well, I think there's a little bit of it, but if you're out there playing like the Kyle Van Noy touchdown, I think that was him just taking a bad angle, right, against Duke Johnson, the running back. And then they let the tight end walk in the end zone uncovered. So that, to me, was just more about a handful of mistakes that they made. The Jonathan Jones touchdown, and I said this, I thought that was a great throw and a great catch. He was right there. He just goes a little bit short.
Yeah. I think you're onto something, Greg. I told you, Steve Belichick, anti-vaccine. No flu vaccine for the entire D. Got him in the trouble. Red Sox tender Jackie Bradley Jr., but they traded Sandy Leone. They're going to be in the market for a new backup catcher. Hot stove is starting to crackle. 1 week from the winter meetings, Greg. Woo, can't wait.
Are we going to go broadcast live from the winter meetings?
Oh. Mutt will be there for a month.
It would be awesome. Bruins Canes tonight, 7 o'clock at the Garden. This is the Greg Hill Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
To the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
The Snow King.
Ah, I thought you left this junk at the old station.
Oh,
Counting Crows on the new gig.
I like Counting Crows. Good call. Oh.
No chance that awful. Wiggy knows anything at all about Counting Bros.
I was going to say Pearl Jam or Hootie.
That's what you're going to guess
whiny.
On that?
Yeah,
that's
what
right I was era. Saying. That's kind of yeah. good ballpark, yeah.
You're probably like Billie Eilish where you don't know who Van Halen is.
I know Van Halen.
Oh, you do? You see that? Billie Eilish was on.
I did not see that.
But are we talking Sammy Hagar Van Halen or David Lee Roth Van Halen?
Which do you prefer?
David Lee Roth.
Really?
My man.
Yes. That's Van Halen.
Ken is a huge Van Halen fan. But
big
only
Diamond
but,
Dave fan.
But only Dave, right?
Yeah.
You don't like Van Hagar?
No, Van Hagar. They got a couple good songs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Counting Bros, I suggest that this summer you and I go to a show together.
Oh my God.
I'm down.
Please wear body cams.
I'm down.
I'm going
to
take.
I go to one of your shows. You come to one of my shows.
Oh, all right. No.
What are we going to go to?
We can find something.
All right.
You know, find something.
Hold on. Stanley Stiz Grimey has something to add to this.
Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, but yes. Were you at a Mos Def and Talib Kweli show the other night?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Yes,
by
I
accident?
Was. I was. Okay. Saturday night. Friday night.
I was thinking more like Gucci Polo,
Mane?
Yeah, Polo G. I was thinking more, you know, the baby.
I saw Gucci Mane at the Celtics game the other night.
Well, he's always at
the
Celtics.
He's a huge Celtics fan.
Here's what I think. I love his music, but he should not be allowed to go to the Celtics game.
Why?
Because I see him sitting courtside at the C's. Yeah. Then I see him sitting courtside at the Hawks game. And then I saw him sitting courtside at the Bucks game.
No, I think he's a big Celtics fan.
Well, then stick to the Celtics, man. Don't be at these other games showing love for other teams.
Well, speaking of that, Hillman goes to the Celtics game wearing the Fourier 25 for 25 shirt. You got to dress up a little bit there. A little slubbish.
I was trying to give Christian a plug. What was wrong with that?
Would you spill something on the shirt you wore earlier in the day?
And then you got these buffoons taking pictures of me checking my phone during the game.
That's embarrassing.
That's all
what
you
mean
do,
that's embarrassing?
Guys.
The game's you gotta going go to there and watch the game. And was it courtside you were sitting?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, you should be down there, A, with some types of Celtics apparel on, B, engaged in the game, saying some stuff, seeing if you can make be part of the game.
Getting outfit shamed by Ken Laird, Greg. My God.
I'm not what? Greg Hill. Have you seen his checks? He's wearing the free shirt that Fourier handed out.
Because
I mean,
he's cheap, Ken. Have you not learned that yet?
This is a new low for me. Like Ken attacking my style.
I know.
That style.
Could you forget that when you almost got hit by a ball last year because you were looking at your phone?
Listen, you got to check the phone. You got to see what's happening on the social media. You never know what's going on social media.
Speaking of the social medias, I don't know if you'd seen this, but Olivia Jade, daughter of Lori Loughlin, has made her triumphant return to YouTube. Thank God.
Oh, she's back
now? Because we were all waiting. Yes.
What does she think everybody forgot?
14 minutes of ums and ahs. And so I know you guys want me to talk about this, but I can't talk about this, but I know it's highly requested, but here's my code for fit tea.
Now, her mom's not in jail yet.
Not
right?
yet, but she's going to jail.
She's
for
doing
a
like
long 18 time.
Which one's doing 18 months?
Felicity Huffman, she did like her jail sentence, and
she's like wound up being like 12 days
yeah,
total.
Yeah, she got out already.
And how long is this one looking at?
This one's
a
gonna
lot
be,
longer.
This one's going to be a couple years because she didn't take the plea bargain.
Yeah.
And they don't like that. The federal prosecutors don't like that.
Then they tacked on the mail fraud charges. Oh, now you're screwed.
But so she took to the, she finally returned to social media.
Yeah, we have some sound if you want to hear it.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. It's Olivia Jade. Welcome. Obviously, I've been gone for a really long time. And as much as I wish I could talk about all of this, I'm legally not allowed to speak on anything going on right now. So I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you so much for your patience, or if you've stuck around for 9 months just waiting. Moral of the story is I've missed you guys so much, and I'm just really excited to start filming again and to start uploading, and I really hope you enjoy the vlog.
Guys, I really think that it's so great that you've all stuck with me, and like obviously you know I want to talk about what's been going on like in my life and whatnot, but like I know it's just like really difficult because like my mom's lawyer, well, I can't even mention my mom, so I'm going to have to edit that out. My lawyers
about?
Are...
Like she could talk about anything she wants. What is she talking about? She's legally...
I can't, though, because there's, like, an NDA that, like, I had to sign, and then there's, like, a whole thing. And then it's really awesome that the people at YouTube put this as number one on trending, even though it really wasn't trending.
So what does she, like, just sell stuff, like...
She's an influencer, Wiggy.
Okay, well, my bad. I didn't know that.
She talks about Brady's weapons.
I didn't know that, Olivia. I didn't know what you, I didn't know what you did for living, Olivia.
She has no idea who the Counting Crows are.
Who is this Jerome Wiggins guy?
Jerome? So I haven't had like a Popeye's chicken sandwich, but there's a guy in Boston who's like saying that I have to try it. And he's talking about like Gucci Mane, and like, I don't even know if he knows.
McDonald's is going right at Popeye's. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. They debuted a new chicken sandwich in three places, like Knoxville. Mm-hmm.
Stop,
Tennessee.
Stop.
It's a, and it's a fried chicken sandwich,
yeah,
but
they're going
not.
Right at, they're going right, a direct assault on
Popeye's
your,
is
on
the
your
Tom
favorite.
Brady of chicken sandwiches.
There's no way this sandwich is going to compete.
There's
why
no,
not?
There's it's, no, it's just not going to happen.
Have you had a Popeye's chicken sandwich yet?
He hasn't had it yet.
I still haven't had one yet.
It's the Tom
no
Brady
way.
Of chicken sandwiches. Everybody needs to stop. Especially McDonald's, which is a burger joint.
I want the Patty Mahomes of chicken sandwiches.
Yep.
Who's that? Is that right. Is that McDonald's or
no,
is that,
I don't
that
know.
Is that Chick-fil-A?
Maybe yeah, it might be Chick-fil-A.
I feel like if it's going to be a Patty Mahomes, it's got to be a burger. Patty, get it? See what they did there.
I can go for a Popeye chicken sandwich.
I'm sure you could, Wiggy, but we have a show. All right, we have to take a break. The crossover is coming up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
I can't. We can just ask Rich if he has to see any of the other Star Wars movies to enjoy the new Star
Correct,
Wars
Correct, which is entitled Episode 9.
Episode 9. Yeah, there's 8 other ones that you need
well,
to
no,
see.
No, it's the I end of like, the Skywalker saga. I
meant
you
like,
jump
do
in
I have
end.
To watch like the Sam Jackson Star Wars?
No,
or,
you don't have to watch those. Those are a part of the story, but you don't have
like
to.
Like if somebody said, all right, I want to watch Avengers Endgame, what do I have to watch?
Oh, my God. You'd have to watch a bunch of them.
Oh, okay. So same with Star Wars?
Star Wars, maybe even more so. Star Wars, you'd have to at least watch the original trilogy and then watch the most recent couple.
I think in Avengers, you could just start with the first Avengers.
Maybe. But you'd be missing a lot of characters, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, you if you know the characters, you don't have to
what,
watch.
What, are you so busy you can't watch all the Star Wars? Yeah. Like, what's the problem?
Well, I kind
2 hours a pop. You go home, you watch a couple
I
of them.
I fell off after the original three.
Yeah, you don't need to watch the prequels. I'll give you that. Like the three prequels that came out like 90s, early 2000s. Okay. You can skip those.
All right.
He's too busy watching Netflix documentaries on obscure comics from the 1970s.
Oh, Dolomite. That was a great movie. I'm watching, what am I watching? Godfather of Harlem on Epix, which is classic.
Did you guys watch The Irishman?
Ricardo, I
know you watched
I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah.
Yes, I talked that. About it a little bit yesterday.
I liked it.
Don't give me an ass.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It was a very average movie.
The second half was excellent.
So Robert De Niro trying to play a younger person is difficult to, you know,
Did that bother you?
Yes, it did. That one. There's one scene in particular. I'm not going to spoil it for everybody. Yes. But there's one. They can try to de-age him. You can dye the hair. You can.
Is that about the truck thing?
No, I'm talking about when he was trying to intimidate somebody and like beating somebody up.
Oh, yeah,
is he going to fall over and die?
Right.
Like how many times? Like they couldn't get a stunt double and they panned way back.
Right.
You could have swapped somebody in there who wasn't going to fall over.
What was bothering me a little bit is that Al Pacino was going in and out of the accent with Hoffa.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it was excellent.
I'm not a big Pacino fan.
You're not?
He played it like Pacino. No, I think De Niro is so much better than Pacino, just overall. I think I don't think it's that close.
Joe Pesci's great.
Yeah, Joe Pesci is great.
He's far and away better, and he makes those other guys look worse.
The other guy Pesci's that was really good in the movie was what the hell was his name? The one that he met down, he's like, wait, are you going to wear shorts? So you're wearing shorts?
Oh, Tony Pro?
Whoever played him, he was good.
Yes. But I looked at it as watching De Niro and Pacino was like when you're watching a great athlete at the very end of their career. And you're like Tom Brady. See, I don't know if Tom Brady's there yet. That's him. He's still got it, doesn't he?
Look
at him. He's playing a mafioso. No.
The acting in the movie was really good.
No, it was
the movie
not.
Was good from start to finish.
No, it was
it,
not.
It was. It told a good story.
It was good, I thought.
It kept you going. It gave you a nice...
It didn't need to be that long.
But it didn't feel like 3 hours. It gave you a little backstory.
Longer, because it was.
But it gave you a little backstory. It never dragged out... At any point in time.
What did you think of
Anna Paquin's character?
What do you think of Anna Paquin's character?
I thought she was good.
She was useless. She had like a line. I was like, why do they have her? I kept waiting for something to happen with her.
The early parts of the... I don't want to give away too much. The early parts of the road trip stuff drag out a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. And some of the flashbacks were like too long. Like it was like too much.
See, I didn't feel that. I thought it was perfect because of the way they had to set it up. I can understand that you're part of the young face on the body scene, or maybe maybe going in and out of the Chicago accent. But as far as the movie itself, I think they did the only thing they don't really. Is the daughter situation.
Yeah, what is that?
You know, they kind of...
Martin Scorsese also kind of bothers me because he had this whole rant about Marvel movies and how, like, it's not... They're not cinema and all this other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he releases this thing on Netflix and he does an interview. He's like, please don't watch it on your phone. Please don't. I'm like, listen, guy, you're going to watch it anyway you want him to.
You have to watch it on at least a tablet. Right.
But it was a good movie, though. It was a good
movie. It's worth 3 hours. I think it's worth giving 3 hours.
I didn't pay for it though. Like if I think I went to the theater, I would be more
did.
Upset.
I mean, unless you're stealing, are you stealing Netflix?
I'm not stealing Netflix, I can be like I'm paying for other stuff on Netflix.
Yeah,
you know,
you did pay for
it's
it.
It's part of technically money is going for.
Now you made it in okay today. How was it?
Not great.
Was it horrible? I mean,
pretty bad.
Is it that bad out there?
Yeah. Well, I'm coming from the north where we got just piles and piles of snow, so that was not ideal. But the good news is there's like. Nobody's really out.
Yeah.
You know, so
nobody's working.
You make it about the normal time.
Yeah. You got the missus getting the snowblower ready to operate today while you're not? Or is that all done when you get home?
No, she left work before I did. Oh. So, yeah, I'm out there shoveling like a lunatic.
So, working family. She just had a baby. I mean, give her a break. Can't she take some time off?
She does. She took some time off.
Send her right back to work.
I said, you better get out there. If we keep these lights on, you better get out there.
She's making a lot more than you are.
A poor woman.
I know.
She's like running right back to work. I mean, give her a break.
If you'd like to give us, lend us some money, then maybe I could take it out of work if you want.
I don't know if you know this. Greg took a hometown discount to be here.
I did.
Is that right?
Yes,
no.
He certainly did not.
I don't think he knows what discount means.
Another discount to come over here. Yeah. All right. Well, what are we talking about today? How bad the Patriots
offense is. The demise of Tom Brady.
Bring AB back.
Bring AB back. Well, we won't have as much of that because Wiggy's not with us today.
You don't have Curtis's point?
No. What's his point?
That Brady... He did a better job 5 years ago telling the guys where to go. He can't do it no more.
I went a little off the rails there.
Great synopsis, Wig.
We'll obviously talk about Brady.
We can address this for 1 second.
Yeah.
Do you think you name the quarterback? Do you think another quarterback, same personnel, this team would be better off than where they are right?
Well, I think they'd be better off. I don't know how much better than 10-2 that they would be. Like, I think the win-loss record would be about the same. I think if it was Russell Wilson or Patrick Mahomes, you'd feel like they have a better chance. They might be scoring more points.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're better.
Who are they throwing to?
They're better.
Yeah, but who are they throwing
to? Is Julian Edelman a top 10 receiver? This is why I always go back to this. Well, people are like, Julian Edelman, like, you can't have both arguments. Brady has zero people to throw to, but Edelman's top 10. He's top 10 in the league.
Yeah, but he's still
a great receiver.
One guy.
Okay, some of these other teams don't have a guy.
Yeah, but they would still be throwing to Julian Edelman, and Edelman's numbers would still be the same. So what's that tell you?
But the examples you're using, they do have several guys.
Well, could Mahomes or Russell Wilson maybe scoot a little bit, maybe pick up a first down, maybe keep a play alive a little bit? They're getting chased down. You know, Newhouse whiffs on a block. That's fine. Now they're going to scoot a little bit to the right.
Brady got you one first down running, so maybe they get you two.
It's not crazy to suggest that he's not still the best quarterback in the NFL.
Don't you think they throw more interceptions because they think that they can fit more balls in?
What has he got, like 6 picks on the year? I don't know how many more than that. Russell Wilson's like 2 all season.
No, Russell Wilson has 4. Brady has 6.
Okay.
But they try to force more balls into because of their...
Danielle loves when you...
How do I know about forcing balls?
Can you keep saying that, please? She's 12 years old. That. Yeah. She wants to hear you say force balls again.
Something in a bathtub reference, King.
I'm just listening. Whatever Danielle's going to do with her balls...
I can't say the full phrase because it would probably get us...
You can't? Is it about canines? You're talking about...
Danielle's mind is in the gutter. Whatever you want to do with your balls, Danielle, it's your choice.
It's always in the gutter.
I mean, well, it's always. Morning. Nothing wrong with being in the gutter.
We gotta, thanks. Good leading today.
Sorry. Who's on the show?
William McGinnis. Steve Dias is the third man in, and William McGinnis at 11.
Third man in, Danielle. All right. So,
Dale
and Keith. Well, at least he's coming through the front door. She actually is. He just walked in right through the front door.
All right. Dale and Keith is next. If you missed anything this morning, then you can hear it on the Rewind feature. Use the Rewind feature on our app. If you don't have the app, then you can text APP to 37937. To download. Standard message and data rates do apply. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thank you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.